This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization Tuesday warned Omicron was spreading at an unprecedented rate and urged countries to act, as drug maker Pfizer said its coronavirus pill was effective against the new variant. Omicron, first detected by South Africa and reported to the WHO on November 24th, has a large number of mutations, setting alarm bells ringing since its discovery. Early data suggests it can be resistant to vaccines and is more transmissible than the Delta variant, which was first identified in India and accounts for the bulk of the world's coronavirus cases. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters the strain had been reported in 77 countries and had probably spread to most nations undetected, quote, at a rate we have not seen with any previous variant. The WHO on Tuesday provided room for cautious optimism, saying Africa had recorded a massive rise in cases over the past week, but a lower number of deaths compared with previous waves. But it urged countries to act swiftly to rein in transmission and protect their health systems and warned against complacency. The warning came as Pfizer on Tuesday said clinical trials of its COVID pill reduced hospital admissions and deaths among at-risk people by almost 90%. The American drug maker said its new treatment also held up against Omicron in lab testing. Pfizer's chief executive called the news a game changer and said he expected approval from the U.S. medicines regulator as early as this month. A real-world study from South Africa has showed two doses of the Pfizer vaccine was 70% effective in stopping severe illness from Omicron. This is VOA News. Colombian police are investigating two explosions that occurred on Tuesday in the border city of Cúcuta and killed two policemen near the city's airport. Authorities said the blasts were caused by so-called terrorist groups that operate in the city of 500,000 people on the border with Venezuela, a hub for commerce and migration. Police said the first blast took place at 5 a.m. local time as a man carrying explosives tried to climb over a fence that separates the airport's runway from one of the city's neighborhoods. About an hour later, a second blast occurred as police inspected a package that had been left in the area, killing two members of the police's anti-explosive squad. Opponents of Tunisian President Kais Saied on Tuesday slammed his decision to extend a months-long suspension of parliament, accusing him of dealing another blow to the country's democracy. Saied had on Monday vowed to press on with reforms to Tunisia's political system, months after he sacked the government, froze the legislature, and assumed wide-ranging executive powers. The former law professor announced an 11-week so-called popular consultation to produce a draft constitutional and other reforms ahead of a referendum next July 25th that will mark 1 year since his power grab, which came as the North African country wallowed in political and economic crises compounded by the coronavirus pandemic. Israel's intelligence minister said Tuesday Syria cannot be allowed to obtain chemical weapons after a report emerged that Israel targeted the country's chemical weapons facilities. In an interview with Israeli Army Radio, the retired general would not directly comment on the report in the Washington Post that said Israel struck Syria on two occasions, once this year and once last year, in a bid to block attempts to rebuild its chemical weapons stockpile. But he said Israel could not accept such weapons in the hands of its enemy to the north. And a senior German official said on Tuesday Germany should order the messaging program Telegram removed from Apple and Google's app stores if it continues to ignore requests to help track down extremist content. Telegram has been blamed in Germany for fueling a subculture of anti-vaccine conspiracy theorists who exchange news about supposed dangers and arrange protests that have spilled over into violence. The app, which says it does not bow to, quote, government censorship, has become increasingly popular with activists and protesters, especially as platforms like Facebook become more responsive to government pressure to crack down on those spreading lies, threats, or conspiracy theories. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.